Hello and welcome to the second hour of A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WGH Talk. Thank you for tuning in, and I will repeat myself from the first hour as soon as I find my glasses. Here they are. Today is August the 3rd. 214 days have passed, and there remains 151 days. So, like we were talking earlier, Halloween gear is out, and even Thanksgiving stuff. It'll be Christmas before August is out. You know, the stores can't wait to get your money. So, if you have a lot of things to do yet for the summer, you still have time. Don't let these stores rush you, okay? Now, I also share with you what happened today that was famous years ago, 1492. Christopher Columbus set sail on his first transatlantic voyage, departing from Palos, Spain, with three small ships, Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria. What about that? 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Like I said, this is Linda Sims, A Voice of a People, WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Don't forget, when you type in that address on your Google, please search down to the black bar and the white arrow. Click on that, and you will see names of people who have shows on this network, and not only have shows, who have had shows. You can click on their names and take advantage of the many broadcast programs that we have. And don't forget Linda Sims, and check out A Voice of a People and also the chat when it was in progress. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Scroll to the search bar and type in WWGH, or you can call in during a live broadcast, like right now, by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments while I am on the air until the top of the hour of 12 noon, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. This will take place August the 19th of 2023 from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Free produce. They offer this every third Saturday of every month at Logos Christian Ministries. Okay. Also today, I have Cheryl Lee. She is a longtime supporter of A Voice of a People. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs in Marion City and County Elementary Schools. All of them have this faith-based program, and also all of North Union Elementary Schools County. Okay, I have a thought for today I'd like to start my show off with. It's titled Maturity. And we talked about that. Hopefully we are maturing, us adults. Okay. Now, where did it go so fast? Oh, I clicked on the wrong thing. This is not my daily bread, is it? Thought for today. Maturity. As we mature spiritually, there is less need to have our self-respect bolstered by praise and special attention, as our thought processes become more compassionate and less self-obsessed. We feel increasingly satisfied with ourselves and our lives. We relate to people more easily and feel no need to draw attention to our successes or complain about our problems. Hopefully that thought for today put a lot on your mind. And if you know someone else that's struggling with being mature, you can share that thought with them, right?
That's
all right. Now my guest today, Cheryl Lee, my longtime friend. And we have co-labored together in Christ Jesus.
Yes, we have. It's been fun.
Yes, 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 yes. So how are you doing today?
Oh, Linda, I'm going to repeat myself, too, probably on some of the things that we talked about the last hour. So, but, you know, repetition is how people learn and it's how they remember.
True.
Right? Especially
true.
When they start getting our age.
Yes.
Our maturity.
Yes, absolutely.
The first thing I'd like to mention is that, you know, there are concerned citizens in Marion who are concerned about Marion City and Marion County, and they are putting together a praise fest, one for the first of many years, you know, because I think they did it several years ago. And so it'll be at Founders Park, mm-hmm. August 12th, from 11 to 3. And what we've done is we have asked people who would like to participate that if they would get a hold of the organizer, which is Bob Goyer, and his number would be 740-225-9102. 740-225-9102. The whole goal or the premise is to come together as a body of Christ, not because we're Baptist, not because we're Lutheran or Methodist, not because we're charismatic, you know, and mm-hmm. just on down the line. It's because, first of all, we love God,
right,
our Father and Creator. We love Him and worship Him rather than what He has created.
Right.
And we love the fact that He knew how fragile we were, that we were going to need to be saved from sin.
Yes.
Because all have sinned and fall from His glory.
Amen.
So God has asked, you know, God instills these ideas, and the idea is for all of us to come together and just have a few hours of knowing you're not out there by yourself.
Amen.
Knowing that there are like-minded people in other denominations who are in this community who you can share with or learn that there are like preschools mm-hmm. that are Christian-based.
Right.
You know, biblically-based. There is a great homeschool group in Marion County that is an alternative education rather than the government-ran programs that they have in our public school.
Right, right.
Knowing that there are people out there who are starting up Christian schools.
Mm-hmm.
Quest at Family Life. I hope Quest is going to be there. And then, of course, you've got Ellie Nix and Tara Klinsman who are trying to put together what they're needing is a location.
Right.
They've got the curriculum already, but they need to have a location. Knowing that that God is in the schools, mm-hmm. even among all this darkness, this garbage, the lies that they are forcing our children to believe and to accept.
Wow.
The fact that they are demoralizing them by saying they can be a boy mm-hmm. or a girl mm-hmm. when they were born differently.
Right.
You know, that just is making them invaluable. You know, we can love our children.
That's true.
To hell.
Right.
And when our schools are allowing or actually recruiting young girls and boys and training them that they can be whatever they want, God has a plan for them.
Yes, He does.
And His plan is greater
than
anything the school can urge on you. So you have to be on top. Parents and grandparents, you have to be on top of what's going on in your school,
yes.
even in Marion County. So I'm getting back to God is still in the schools. You have Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Yes.
If your child can go, you know, I have been assured that the groups, even if you're not an athlete, but you want to come in, you are welcomed with open arms.
Right.
So keep that in mind for your junior and senior high students. LifeWise is hoping to come in. You know, that's a heavy investment.
Yes,
financially, it's an extremely heavy financially, but it's a release program, a release time program, working with the schools. Children can be, and the parents, children can be transported off the school grounds for a period and brought back.
Right.
So, but they are getting biblical teaching. You have Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Good News Club, which is in the elementaries, and once a week, a child can come to club and be a part of club by parent permission.
Okay.
And we have been, Child Evangelism Fellowship's been around since 1937. Our lessons are tried and true, and they are strong in the Bible, non-existing on political correctness.
Right.
You know, I mean, we are teaching what God's Word says.
Right, right.
And so anyways, good lessons. And as a parent or as a grandparent, you are allowed to sit in for a club. You know, you're allowed to visit and see what we are teaching.
Right.
And if you'd like to continue, then we would do a background check on you, because safety for the children is priority.
Mm-hmm.
Safety for the children's priority. So those are three ways that children can have exposure. Now, Fellowship of Christian Athlete, FCA, that's not convenient for a lot of kids.
Right.
Because it's before school starts. And a lot of parents, if their child isn't up and driving themselves, they don't want to be bothered.
True.
It's a fact.
That's true.
I've been there, you know.
Right, right.
So I'm talking from experience. We don't always want to be bothered to take our child to youth group, you know, or to FCA. In life-wise, it's a little bit different. If your child has a special class that they can opt out, then they can be transported off the school, and they can go, you know, to this class.
Right.
And I do believe that they get credit for this. I think it's accredited where they will actually get credit for this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for the athletic.
No, this is for LifeWise.
Okay.
Okay. And that's during the school.
Okay.
And then
that's why.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then Child Evangelism Fellowship. Again, the Good News Club is open for all the children. It's after school, so if your child can make it, and you, there are so many. What kills me, Linda, is how many parents pick their kids up from school. There are so many car riders.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, if they would just hold off an hour and allow their child to come to club that day of the week and then come pick them up, because they're already picking up their child.
Right.
If they would just adjust their schedule for that 60 to 75 minutes. You know, maybe that would be the day they could go do some shopping, grocery shopping,
right,
or whatever, you know, or maybe do something for themselves.
That's true.
You
so
know,
true.
Maybe that would be the day that they could get something done at the house before the kids get there. Who knows what they could put into that hour to 75 minutes and allow us to be teaching their children basic principles from the Bible.
Right.
That God loves them, that they have value, that we are the most treasured creation that God made, and that God knew we would need a Savior, and that Savior is His Son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, and that is the theme that is in throughout all our lessons that we teach from the first week of October through spring.
Right.
You
right.
know. So anyways, but God is in the schools.
Yes, He is.
If you take advantage of it. If you take advantage of it, God is in the schools. Are they trying to squash Him out? Absolutely. Are they trying to remove Him? Every opportunity that they can.
Of course, they
every are. Opportunity. But we do live in a county right now that we are welcomed into the schools. And really, I mean, the administration, for the most part, are very, very welcoming. The newer teachers, the newer principals, are a little bit harder to embrace
right.
the idea, because that's the way they're taught. that's the way they're taught in their studies. You know, when they're becoming a teacher, when they're moving up the ladder as a principal and things of that sort. So pray for them. You know, pray for them because the world has gotten a hold of them.
Right. It's so true. Mm-hmm. So true.
Yeah.
Prayer is so important.
So anyways, back to the prayer, the prayer fest, which is happening August 12th from 11 to 3. These are our hopes and desires, is to have you to be able to be aware that there are alternatives. There's homeschooling. There's Quest, which will be a Christian school opening up this year. There is the ladies, Ellie Nix and Tara Klinsman, who would like to open up another Christian school, provided they can find a building. And then pray for Heritage Elementary. They've temporarily closed down.
They have.
And I don't know all the details because I had hoped to have them there at the Praise Fest, and they may still be there. I don't know, but I'm foggy on what's going on.
You mean the entire school is closed down?
That's what I'm hearing, Linda. That's what I'm hearing, and I'm hoping that it's not.
You know, we were in there last year, right? Is that true? Or?
No. Not Heritage Public School, Benjamin Harrison.
Okay.
Our River Valley Heritage. I'm talking about Heritage Christian School.
Okay.
Okay, on Williamsport.
Okay.
Yeah. And especially a time of, as we need now, all these Christian avenues.
Right.
I hate to hear that they are temporarily closed.
Yes.
So
yes.
Pray for that. You know, pray for that. But then again, too, we're going to have information for the FCAs in the different schools, and we're going to have information for Christian preschool, you know, and then the three avenues that kids can plug into God's teaching within the public schools. You know, as your listeners, keep Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, lifted up in prayer. You know, keep the LifeWise, people who are trying to bring LifeWise into a school district, keep that lifted up.
Right.
It's expensive to do it, but I think the curriculum, I have not seen the curriculum, but I've heard that it's a good, sound curriculum. Now, if I read the curriculum and I find out differently, I'll tell you.
Right.
You know, I know that by personal experience, Linda and I know that Child Evangelism Fellowship is a sound curriculum to teach children.
Yes, it is.
It's a sound curriculum.
You don't know what you're missing if your children are not in that class. That is so true.
And it's an after-school program. So your child is, he or she starts out with us the first week of October, and then basketball comes up.
Right.
You know what? It's no penalty. Mm-hmm. That child can go ahead and do their thing on basketball, and then when it's over, they come back.
Right.
You know, or they've got another one at the jump rope club.
Oh, really?
Or
okay.
Cheerleading, you know, things like this because football has the cheerleaders and
That's
stuff.
That's true.
So, you know, the child can go ahead and do those things without any penalty, without any repercussions, and then they come back when they're done with it. And they will have missed some lessons, but they're not built on top of each other, so they don't have to feel like they've missed so much that they can't get caught up.
Right.
Because each lesson is a standalone lesson.
That's true.
And so it doesn't take a minute. I mean, sure, there may be a new song that we've taught while they've been gone, but kids pick up on that stuff so quickly.
Oh, they do. They sure do.
Yes, they've got the rhythm.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I tell you, I there's nothing like having... You asked me about Jeremiah. I think that has such a great impact on his life, and his mother also helped guiding him. He's pretty sound, focused on what he wants to do. He's in school being a mechanic, and he was a student of the Good News Club. I think of Benjamin Harrison all that time that Terry, the lead teacher, was there. He loved her. You hear me? There was nothing you could say about Terry or move him away from that Good News Club.
Uh-huh.
And it so impacted his life. As of this day, he does not really want to be around people or young people that are doing drugs or the wrong thing, you know, or just basing their lives on being sinful. Mm-hmm. And I give God all the honor and the glory for that.
Oh, praise God. Absolutely.
You know, he's Absolutely. Just an example of a student that of the Good News Club in Marion City Schools.
Praise God. And see, that's valuable.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
That is priceless to hear about, because that's what each and every one of us who are volunteering our time mm-hmm. to go into the schools weekly to teach these children. And I'm telling you, some of these kids are wired.
Yes.
You know, but we do it because we love God, and we have those victory stories. You know, and that is our hope, that each child, the seeds are planted in each child, and
right.
we may not see the harvest of that seed, but God will bring it through.
Oh, yes, he will.
You know?
Oh, yes, he will.
And those kids need prayed over. Please.
Yes.
Choose a school. Choose your school and start praying for it now. Start praying for these new teachers to have discernment and to have courage to stand against the flow of evil
right.
that they are being forced to teach. You know, I mean, just they need your prayers. The principals, the vice principals, the assistant principal, the secretaries of the schools, they all need a good dose of discernment.
Yes, they do.
You know, and so start praying over your elementary, your middle school, your high school right now.
They better.
For the children's safety. And you know, through the blood of Jesus, rebuke Satan.
Yes.
In those school rooms.
Yes.
When
yes,
you go
yes,
to
yes.
your open house class, whether it's your grandchild or whether it is your child, start praying as soon as you walk into that classroom
mm-hmm.
through the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
For the cleansing, and that anything that's unholy in that classroom
yes.
would be removed. You know, anything that is spiritually unholy.
Yes.
That the blood of Jesus would remove it
mm-hmm.
because your child is going to be spending majority of time. I mean, there's a lot of time, 6 hours a
yes.
day.
Yes, 5 days a week.
In those buildings.
Yes.
Pray against the enemy, because that is the power that the blood of Jesus gives us.
Yes, it is.
God is our God of miracles. We limit him.
Yes, we do.
We limit him by our lack of faith. Jesus said in Matthew 21, verse 22, if you believe, if you ask believing, you'll receive. It is God's will that none of those children should perish.
True.
And so if we are going into those school buildings and into that schoolroom and saying, Father God, through the blood of Jesus, I ask that you cleanse this room. I ask that you be with this teacher, and no matter what she has been taught, that her mind and her thoughts would be towards you. You know, and you just keep praying that, because she has got those children, what is it, 25 to 30 children? The influence she is going to have on
right.
those young children
right.
can be an influence for good.
For the rest
of
their lives.
As long as she has wonderful, if she has prayer warriors praying over her.
Right.
She doesn't need you. I mean, she doesn't need to know you.
Mm-hmm.
She may never, ever meet you. And she may not even realize why her attitude and her mind is changing.
Right.
But we have to believe, because Jesus said, if you ask believing, you'll receive.
Amen.
And we
so
want,
true.
We want teachers who have discerning hearts, discerning minds. We want teachers who fear God. Ask the Lord to put a fear in their heart. You know, we just have to pray.
And yes, we do.
Fervently. Fervently. And pray for our schools.
Absolutely. We have to. Our young people, our young adults, you know, who've been tricked by the enemy
mm-hmm.
day in and day out. And like we were saying earlier, you know, something else is going to come up on the world. You know, everybody's still trying to process COVID. COVID's kind of moved on, you know, and people are still stuck there. But there's going to be something else.
Well, they've told us.
Yeah, there's going to be something else.
Yes, the people who brought us COVID, WHO and the WEF, they have already said something else is coming. I mean, they've already told us. So what else is coming other than something else that they have planned? Because they are not going to relinquish the power that they have. You know, and they have said as much as it's going to be focused on our children. How do you get people to conform? Threaten their children. You know, have power over their children.
Because the enemy is after our children.
Absolutely.
He's dead focused on our children right now.
Yes.
And that is because, I believe, of the Good News Clubs, these Christian clubs that are in these schools targeting our young people as well on the good side, mm-hmm. trying to get them on the good side. Now here comes the enemy. He's mm-hmm. coming there too, you know.
Well, Satan doesn't want to give up the children.
Oh, no.
Because
Why would he? Through
a child's heart, a home can be healed.
Yes.
Parents can, their hearts can be softened to
right.
where they realize they need Jesus Christ in their hearts. Go on to YouTube and check out the Struck family from Cincinnati area. And they have a wonderful testimony about how their twin daughter started going to a Good News Club.
Okay.
And through the children, the whole family was baptized within the year.
Wow.
Their father was an alcoholic. He gave up his drinking.
Wow.
Their mother was just basically existing, you know.
Right.
And she'd been going to church with the girls, and one Sunday she's bringing them home. She goes, I'm ready. I'm ready to ask Jesus to forgive me. And it's just a wonderful testimony. And again, it's a testimony that every volunteer hopes to be a part of.
All right. Absolutely.
You know? I
absolutely.
Mean, that's what we want, is we want to have that joy
right.
in knowing that God's Word is penetrating these children and
Amen.
Going into the families and penetrating those
healing.
Households.
Yes.
And healing. That's exactly right.
Healing them.
Absolutely. And Linda, that's the whole thing. You know, like...
And that's what God is saying. Focus on me.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on God, because there's going to be many things come up on this earth
mm-hmm.
that we have no control over. But he does.
That's right.
He does.
He allows.
He allows certain things.
Satan right now has been given control over the earth.
Right.
The air.
Yes.
Airwaves.
Prince of
whatever.
The power of the air.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He, for the short time.
For a short time.
And his time is getting shorter, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe because you see the conversion of today's events, politics, school events, things of that sort, with the book of Revelation. And if you've not read the book of Revelation, very interesting.
Yes, it is.
Very, very interesting. It's the one book in the Bible that says if you read it, you will be blessed.
You will be
and
blessed.
I think it even says if you read it out loud, you'll be blessed.
Okay.
Okay. But it's the only book in the Bible that promises a blessing by reading it.
That's true.
Probably promising the blessing because you're scared to death of what's coming. And so you ask Christ right then and there to forgive you of your sins. And what better blessing can you have than have
Amen.
Your sins forgiven, right?
Amen.
And a promise of eternal life. So, but anyways, Satan has control. God is still in control.
Mm-hmm.
God is allowing all this to happen because he has a plan for mankind.
Right.
And the Bible is our plan of salvation.
Yeah.
You know, it is our plan of salvation. And all we can do, Pastor and I were talking, because I had asked him if I could borrow something from the church. And Pastor and I were talking about, he says, well, I don't think we'll be here much longer. And I said, well, Pastor, I'm right there with you. My husband and I are right there with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to plan for tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Because we don't know when that tomorrow is going to come when God will rise us up through his son, Jesus.
That's true.
Call us home. We don't know that.
No, we don't.
So we have to plan. And so that means I have to do a fundraiser that I have no desire to do, you know. Yes. But I will do it because I love the Lord and I'm committed to CEF.
Right.
And because our chapter, Marion County, and our chapter needs that funding now.
Right.
You know, and so, but that's, we can't just sit and say, oh, well, it's going to happen. The rapture's going to happen any day now, any minute now. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
You know, God says to be in the world and to be a part of the world until that blinking or the twinkling of the eye.
Right.
Now, that's my paraphrasing, obviously, but that's the gist of it.
Right.
And so, again, the Praise Fest that's happening on August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're all in one spirit, knowing that God is going to call us up yonder someday. But in the meantime, we want to show the world that with all this darkness and oppression going on,
right,
there is still glory and
yes,
there
it
is still joy that
yes.
you can have.
Glory, hallelujah.
You know, mm-hmm. and you can...
Victory you can, we can still have,
that's
yes.
That's right. That's right. If you just want to
it's
trust...
It's not over yet.
That's exactly right. And we do have victory and we
yes, we do.
And that, Linda, I'm glad you brought that up because I think that's something we need to talk about all the time.
Right.
That we are on the winning side.
Yes, we are.
No matter how dark or no matter what kind of persecution comes our way, because we are still on the winning side.
Yes,
you know,
we are.
There's people out there probably listening to this program and probably thinking, this woman's crazy. You know.
Well, I hope they don't. Maybe some, but I hope they don't feel that way.
But, and if they do, I'm sorry about that.
Right.
I think my thoughts are biblically.
Yes.
And I don't think they're too deep because I'm just not a real deep thinker. No, actually, I do. I do process deeply. But
yes.
But I just don't have, I think, the vocabulary sometimes to throw it out there like
right.
some people do. And but the fact remains that I'm a simple thinking woman. I love the Lord. I know Father God created all things, and in his grace and mercy,
right.
You know, he knew what we were going to do, and he gave us a plan, an exit plan.
Right, right.
And if we are willing to humble ourselves enough, and it is a humbling heart that you have to come to the Lord with, and we ask Jesus to forgive us, it's a done deal.
Right.
Now, does God want you to stay there? No. He wants us to go beyond that milk.
Yes,
you know?
He does.
He wants us to go beyond, and he wants us to be starting to eat that potatoes,
yes.
and that meat and potatoes in his word.
Right.
And in doing actions that will glorify him.
Yes.
Works. That means being uncomfortable. That means
yes.
being inconvenienced.
Yes,
inconvenienced,
being stretched.
Inconvenienced and stretched, that's exactly
your normal
right.
becoming abnormal, you know.
Yeah, that comfort
super,
zone
yes.
should not exist anymore.
Right.
But it's not those works that save us.
No.
We do those works because we want to share the love of God with others.
With other people.
You know, and so...
Bringing in the harvest.
That's exactly right.
That's what we're doing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I will, through the years, I have planted many, many seeds, and someone else will have the harvest. And you know, Linda, that's okay.
Right.
That's okay. And each year I want to plant stronger, incorruptible seeds.
Right.
I want those seeds to go into those children, and I don't want them to fall on the stony walkway.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to fall in a fertile soil.
Oh, yes.
So that
absolutely.
It can start growing.
Start growing.
And really have
start producing
strength.
Fruit. Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And you're so right, Shirley. In Revelation, that book, and it talks about the things to come, you know, and where God really wants us at. That's why there's such a blessing in it, so that we can prepare for what's coming.
Right.
We don't know when. We know it's coming.
Right.
And if we don't begin to prepare ourselves and our children, like you're saying, children are, or God through children are saving households.
Praise
God.
And
the whole family is coming to Christ. Now, those of you who are listening and still skeptic about God or who He is and what He really does for the world and for each and every one of us individually, He's only God. He's the only one true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
He is your creator.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who made you, along with the sky and the seas and the grass and the trees. He's our creator.
Mm-hmm. And through all the beauty that He made.
Yes.
All the beauty. And through all the animals and birds and the fish in the sea. And the uniqueness of every one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
He dubbed us,
yes, he did,
His greatest creation.
Yes.
You know, and there are some beautiful things out there.
Yes, there are. Breathtaking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Breathtaking.
And this is a fallen world.
Yes.
That, I can't wrap my head around heaven.
No.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around a place where there's no sin.
Right.
There's no grudges or jealousy or witchcraft.
Right.
Or sexual immoralities.
Right.
Whatever that sexual immorality may be.
Right.
You know, and if people think about that in itself, how horrific and ugly that can be. That, you know, because man has taken something beautiful, Satan has taken something beautiful and
yes,
made it so ugly. That's hard for me to wrap around a place where none of this is going to exist.
Right.
You know, but when we can think about how beautiful this world is,
right,
and just imagine that this is a fallen world,
mm-hmm,
and God's heaven or new earth for us is going to be so much prettier.
So much prettier. So much glorious. Streets paved with gold.
Yeah.
12 gates to the city.
And wanting to
precious
just praise.
Gems and pearls.
And just wanting to worship God.
Oh, God.
Without any hesitation.
Yes.
I mean, Linda, you know, we love the Lord. And
yes,
I know
glorious
that.
Glorious times, yes.
But there's times when I'll think, oh, I should read my Bible. And I've read my Bible for the day, but I should pick up the Bible and read it. And I'm like, no, I just want to watch a show that I don't have to concentrate on.
Right.
You know?
I understand. You don't even have to explain that to me. You don't.
But, you know, when sin is taken away, there will be no hesitation.
No.
To thank God and to praise Him.
Right.
And I'm not going to have downtime.
Right, I just need to relax a minute and let my mind, you know, just relax and think about nothing, which that's almost impossible to do too, you know,
yeah,
but we be trying to do that. I know. Just let me take a break, you know.
Exactly.
I don't even say that anymore, you know, because God is such a blessing in our lives, and no matter how often we don't get a chance to read that word, He always brings it back up in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
brings things back up. You may witness something throughout your day and you think about that scripture. That's still God speaking to us and just bringing what's in us out and up into our being, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What an awesome God we serve.
Oh, we do. It is. And earlier on, something was said about letting God be a part of you and stuff. When people don't want to believe that there is a God.
Right.
You know, if they would just start watching for the things that God does in their lives.
Right.
My husband doesn't think like this now, but there was a time in his life where he says, I don't think God deals with people on a daily basis. And I said, well, I do.
Right.
And I think God will deal with you as much as you will allow Him to.
That's true.
You know, because I think it's called micromanaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband is saying, I don't think he micromanages our lives. I'm like, well, I think he does if
yes,
we allow it.
Does.
You
yes,
know, that
does.
Was my stand. You know, if God wants to take over, do it.
Yes.
You know, but I do. I think that God Because God is not going to do anything that you say no to.
No.
And that may be to your detriment, you know, unfortunately, because God's plan is always better than our plan.
Yes, it is.
And so if you are just open and just say, God, here I am, I'll be your voice, I'll be your hands, I'll be your feet, just lead me.
Yes.
He's going to do wonderful things in our lives. And that's where I am with my family.
Yes.
Because my family is not walking with him. And I'm just saying, Lord, again, I'm leaning on Jesus' words in Matthew 21:22. I am praying for the salvation of my family.
Yes.
I am praying for the recommitment of my family.
Right.
And I am believing. I'm asking, I'm believing, and I'm asking what I'm believing to be true, and that it will, because my faith says that God is not that he can. My faith is God will.
Yes, he will.
And it's his, you know, it's, again, it's his will that none should perish.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trusting God to bring each and every one of my family members, from my older sister to my youngest sister and in between, back to him, or to him for the first time.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I'm just turning them over to him because I have asked. And Jesus is not a liar.
No, he is not.
And Jesus told me.
And he has promised, I will bring your whole household.
That's right.
He has promised that.
That's right. And just the only thing I would like, Linda, is I'd like to have it sooner than later so that we can sit down at the next family get-together or whenever and just have a huge Bible study or a huge answer and a question and answer
time.
About God and the Bible, you know, and stuff like this, where we're all in one thought of seeking. Because I think maturity, you're going back to maturity.
Right.
I think, and it doesn't make any difference how old you are.
No.
It's spiritually. If you're a babe in Christ, then your thinking is different than if you're a senior in Christ.
That's true.
And this is not chronological age. I'm talking about spiritual age.
Right.
And so I could see where we'd have hiccups in a question and answer time regarding that.
Right.
Because some of them will not be where others are. But that's why the Bible says women, you know, the older women should lead the younger women.
Younger, yes.
And the
teach
men
them how
should
to be
teach
wives
the men.
And good
that's right.
Mothers.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've gotten so far away from those, what you call fundamentals, you know, of trying to teach our young ladies about things like that. And they've gone array, you know, just doing things any kind of way. And the children are not taught the ways of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want people to say anything to their children to help correct them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like children are really raising themselves. And this is dangerous to our society as a whole. And we're seeing the harvest of that.
Yes,
we are.
We're
seeing it.
Yes, we are.
Especially in our big cities where all these young kids are just shooting each other and killing one another. No feeling, no empathy for the next person.
Right.
You know.
That's right.
And
because they have no fear for They have
no fear. No fear.
You know, I mean, society has taken parental rights away.
Yes, they have.
Or if they haven't, they're trying to.
Right.
And so there's no fear there. They have no fear because there's no corporal punishment in the schools. So there's no fear for any of the authority in the schools. Or rather than, like, when you and I were raised.
Right.
If we did something wrong, our parents were in there and they were on the principal's side. They weren't in the face of the principal.
They sure were.
You know, they were saying,
right.
They were in your face saying,
right.
You embarrassed me. You have embarrassed our family name. Better not do it again, right?
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show. That shows me a lot.
Well,
more your kind in our game.
Well, I have to say, and there are a few more things we're going to get on into here in the next 28 minutes, but, you know, I think this is important live radio stuff to talk about. I barrage Mr. Donahue with requests to come on this show constantly. He's probably about ready to change his phone number.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Before I let you go, I have to say that you have made my day, without question. I really do know you don't do these things often, and to give us this time and to come on with us means the world to me, and I hope you are still able to do it periodically, because when you come on, the morning is more exciting, a little more energy around, and we really do want to hear what you have to say. We really, really do. You are the best.
Okay. You're a pal. Thank you so much, Scott. And it's been my pleasure. And thank you for getting the old talk show guy out of bed and trying to do his best for you, because I respect you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Donahue.
Okay, kid. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phil Donahue. How about that?
Remember, you can listen to WWGH Radio anywhere in the world by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WWGH. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, Friday morning we have Over the Fence with Pastor Steve and Scott Spears, and it's a great time where we just bounce ideas and thoughts back and forth on the day and different things going on. I invite you to join in and listen and talk over the air with us. Just call in 383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we'll hear you on the show.
Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Scott Spears every Friday morning here on WGH Talk from 9:15 until 10 a.m. Call in anytime at 740-383-9944.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
Don't miss the Dublin Irish Festival, August 4th through 6th. Celebrate all things Irish with live music, dance, great food and more. Get your tickets at DublinIrishFestival.org before July 23rd to save. Sláinte.
Are you tired of the normal zoo experience and looking for an exciting way to interact with animals up close? Come to the African Safari Wildlife Park for your chance to meet over 400 exotic animals face-to-face. No other park comes this close. Not only will you be able to get up close and personal with the animals as you feed them from inside your own vehicle, but all the shows and attractions are included in the price of admission. As the only drive-through safari in the Midwest, African Safari Wildlife Park is sure to help create memories you and your family will never forget. Take Route 2 to the Route 53 North exit and follow the signs. Just 17 miles west of Cedar Point via Route 6 in Port Clinton, Ohio. Open every day, rain or shine. We can't wait to see you this summer.
Mike's Mowing is a proud supporter of WGH Radio. Telephone number 740-396-8154. That number again, 740-396-8154.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available mobile notary services in Central and Mid-Ohio.
This is Gary Burbank, and you're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Deborah Gail Davis, age 72, of Prospect, passed away on July 29th. She is survived by her husband, children, half-sisters, grandchildren,